A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 25th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about working papers for Zimbabweans currently domiciled in South Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about working permits for Zimbabweans in South Africa.
South Africa's Home Affairs Minister Malusi Gigaba has told Studio 7 in an exclusive interview that his government is considering various options to deal with close to 200,000 Zimbabweans whose Zimbabwe special permits are set to expire on 31st December 2017.
The minister's reconsideration of this issue is likely to bring temporary relief to these Zimbabweans, since the Department of Home Affairs in South Africa had earlier on made it clear that they must go back home when their permits expire.
To join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Please note that we are live streaming on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Please join us right now. Send us some of those messages that you think we can read on air. Just send them now. Yeah, kunjalo futhi.
Wonguka hamawadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve mapepa ezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuSouth Africa, asi hatisi kungogumira ikoko chete. Tida kunzwa kubva kuzvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvingave zviri muAmerica, ku Britain, ku DRC, kune vamwe vanotifondera zvakanyanya, kana ku Afghanistan, ku Botswana uko tiri kunzwawo kuti kuri kumbonetsa-netsa zvikuru. Tida kuti mutiudzewo kuti nyaya yenyu yekugara ikoko yakamira sei, Gibbs.
Ibambe zulukandaba lingalitshona njani thina ngapha isiphile sibili. Ye, sixoxa ngakho ke lamhlanje ngamaphepha la kuthiwa iZimbabwe special permits. Abanye izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezinye zazuza amaphepha lawa, singathi zifika khonapho kuma 200,000. Zathi zwathola amaphepha lawa zatshelwa ukuthi aza expire ngo-2017. So ke sike sezwa ke uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezaphakathi lusithi ke anga expire amaphepha lawa, kumele abantu babuyele ekhaya. Kodwa ke uMalusi Gigaba ophethe uhlangothi lolu lamhla ke utshele Studio 7 ukuthi hayi usakhangikhangela ukuthi abonti kambe udaba lolu lungahanjiswa njani. So sifuna uzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngalokhu, ingenani kuhlelo kolo manje. Asitoke mfowethu.
Ngokuka Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, a senior researcher with Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great, good, and thanks for joining us this evening.
It's a great pleasure.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, so Minister Gigaba says he's reconsidering this issue of Zimbabwe special permits. So what could be, you know, the way it will go? You know, do you see South Africa actually giving Zimbabweans some kind of, you know, waiver to stay in that country after they expire in 2017?
Yes, there is that strong possibility, and I think Minister Malusi Gigaba's position is welcome. What now needs to happen, Gibbs, is for Zimbabweans in South Africa, in their various groups and formations. We know there is a crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition Regional Office, there is a Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, led by Gabriel Shumba, there is Zimbabwe Solidarity Forum. All these different groups should quickly convene and dispatch a high-powered delegation to meet with Minister Gigaba and present a solid proposal. It is possible that these special dispensation permits can be extended beyond 2017, which was the initial expiry year, because it also took concerted negotiations in the beginning for that dispensation to be put in place, seeing that there are hundreds of thousands of Zimbabweans who were in a dire situation and able to, in the short term, go back to Zimbabwe and yet present in South Africa without legal documents, without a regularization position, but with jobs or with businesses or with the schools where, or colleges where they were going to. So now that it has been regularized, it is much easier, I believe, for the minister to simply say there shall be an extension, say by 3 or 5 years. And what is also important, which we will be asking Minister Gigaba to also consider, is to say that many of these close to 200,000 people from Zimbabwe with these permits already qualifying in terms of their stay in South Africa to apply for permanent residency. So that is another route that Minister Gigaba can consider, because they had said explicitly that all Zimbabweans on the special dispensation permit would not be eligible to apply for permanent residence, notwithstanding that they had been in South Africa for more than 5 years continuously. So if the minister can also look at that and say, instead of perpetually renewing the permit, why not just go the permanent residence route, which would be much easier and much more beneficial to the hardworking Zimbabweans who have gone under this amnesty program to receive this special permit.
And also, Mr. Mavinga, it appears that South Africa is the release valve for Zimbabwe when political temperatures increase. Is it also not possible for Pretoria to lean on Harare to ensure that there are reforms? Because we are noting that the economic crisis in Zimbabwe is actually worsening, and more Zimbabweans will be crossing the border.
Absolutely, and that's a strong point, Blessing, to say that, and we have been saying this to South Africa over and over again, not only individually as a country, but also within the framework of the Southern African Development Community, SADC, to say that South Africa must push for the appropriate kinds of political and economic reforms in Zimbabwe to enable, you know, Zimbabweans to be able to live and have, you know, livelihoods without having to flee to South Africa.
Now, granted, Mr. Mavinga, that, you know, at the end of the day, there are so many Zimbabweans that live in South Africa. Do you see South Africa extending, you know, maybe an olive branch to some of those people that have been living there illegally to actually be included in this kind of group that is under the Zimbabwe special permits?
Well, it certainly is not outside of the sort of remit of the powers of the Minister of Home Affairs. He has the legal capacity to do that. And you will be aware, Gibbs, that this kind of amnesty and special dispensation has also been extended to nationals of Lesotho who are in South Africa. So it is not exactly unique to Zimbabweans, and it is not the first time that it has happened. There was another dispensation that was of an amnesty of those illegally in South Africa during the administration of former President Nelson Mandela. So it is possible South Africa can do that, and certainly it would be much easier, more economic, and less expensive than the route of, you know, arbitrary arrests, detentions, and deportations that South Africa had tried, but would not, without, with proper results, because of the desperation that Zimbabweans, when deported, they would then immediately find their way back to South Africa again. So it would be better to find ways of regularizing, and certainly the minister has got, of Home Affairs, Minister Melusi Gigaba, has got those powers to make such a determination in terms of the laws governing immigration and labor in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe special permits. These are permits given to more than 200,000 Zimbabweans who are working in South Africa. But of course, there are many, many Zimbabweans in South Africa, most of them who are not documented. And we are now being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Bongani Halimana, Zimbabwe Minister of Religion, based in South Africa. Mr. Halimana, good evening.
Evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Gibbs?
Yeah, Baba Halimane, akusitshela ukuthi kulezizalwane zeZimbabwe engani zingaphansi kohlelo lokuthiwa iZimbabwe special permits. Kukhanya ngazani uMalusi Gigaba ukhulumile lamhla esithi nxa kuwukuthi amaphepha abo sephelile kumbe lokuthiwa yi-expire ngo-2017 ngo-December khonapho. Uthi usacabanga ukuthi bangathiwani? Baningi kanganani abantu beZimbabwe obazi wena ukuthi bangaphansi kohlelo lolu, njalo baningi kanganani abanye abaphandle?
Yeah, abantu baseZimbabwe abangaphansi kohlelo lwe-ZSP Zimbabwe Special Permit bangadlula i-200,000. Kuthi-ke abaningi abangaba ngamamiliyoni angadlula 2 abakhonanga ukungena ngaphansi kwalolu hlelo ngezizathu eziningi ezishiyeneyo ezihlanganisela ungabi namaphepha afaneleyo agobhelo passport, ama-birth certificate nama-IDs aseZimbabwe. Ngezizathu ezinjalo abakhonanga ukungenela kulolu hlelo lwe-ZSP.
So-ke baphila njani bolapho abangekho ngaphansi kohlelo lolu?
Since kuqale lolu hlelo lwe-DZP olwandulele i-ZSP, ababuya eZimbabwe kuke kwama kancane ukuthi babothwe kuze kwaqala ngemva kokuba seku-expire i-DZP sekungene i-ZSP. Engathi mina njengalokhu ngihlala edolobheni lase-Johannesburg, ngokubona kwami lokubothwa okwenzakala ngakhona kwamanje kunganeno. Iningi nabo bazihambela nje ezitaradeni zase-Joburg lase-South Africa bengabothwa. Do nje kuqalile nje ukuthi kuyabothwa lapha nalaphayana bebuyisele ekhaya, but akusizi ngoba laba abantu babuya bajike kanjani. Uyabopha bayabothwa lamhlanje bahlale lapho ngaselindela beye ekhaya, abanye bayangena labo laba ababoshiwe uma befike ekhaya bayajika futhi babuya kunjalo e-South Africa.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikhatshana Baba Halimane. So what you are saying is that you know basically 200,000 people as we know are under the Zimbabwe special permits. But it says millions of other Zimbabweans are not under this program. So which means that they've got serious problems. And it says, one, because they don't have passports, they don't have birth certificates, they don't have ID cards. So most of them are illegal kind of immigrants. So they're facing serious problems. He says some of them are always picked up by the police. They go home and come back. So they're arrested today, somebody's taken to Zimbabwe, then he comes back again. So he says it's sort of like very, very disappointing, you know, about what is happening.
Todzoka kwamuri vamavinga muri mu Johannesburg. Zviri nyore here kune vana veZimbabwe vacho vanenge vakwanisa kuti vange vachipinda muSouth Africa kuti vakwanisewo kurarama vari munyika iyoyi?
Hongu, zviri nyore kwazvo nekuti munoona kuti kudii. Vana veZimbabwe nenhamo tsvuku yavanoona kuZimbabwe, vazhinji-zhinji vacho vavariro yavo ndeyekuti vashande, vashangazhike, vabindauke kuriritira mhuri dzavo. Saka chavanouyira muSouth Africa kutsvaka mabasa ekuti vawane chouviri. Chinongovatadzisa chete ndiyo imitemo inenge ichivapiringisa pamberi pavo. Saka kana nyika yeSouth Africa makurukota vakati aiwa vava kupuwa zvitikinyani zvokuti vari muno zvine mvumo, vanogona kushanda zvakanakisisa. Nekuti tikaona makambani akawanda mumapurazi makatekeshera kubva kuBedbridge munana Mesina Limpopo kusvika kuna Polokwane, vana veZimbabwe vanenge vachishanda imomo. Mumarestorenti, mumahotera une zvimwe, vana veZimbabwe. Iko zvino nyika yeSouth Africa varayiridzi chaivo vanoremekedzi vanenge vachiita kuti vana vakunde zvakasimba zvine udzamo mudzidzo dzavo, vazhinji vachona zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Saka chiripo ndechekuti zvinenge zvakapfereruka uyezve tinoti tione mukoma blessing kuti haisingori nyaya yekuti South Africa inenge yaita mwoyo chena kubatsira vanhu veZimbabwe. Inyaya yekuti iyo inenge yakwanisa kubata mari zvakanaka dzemichero kana vanhu vachinge vachizivikanwa kuti vangani varimo vari mabasa api. Nekuti dzinonguvano vachikoshandira mahara mari isingadi indi pakunotera. Saka South Africa inenge tosha inowana. Saka izvi zvakanakira munhu wese, zvakanakira vanhu veZimbabwe kuti vanenge vasanyanya kushungurudzwa mumabasa, zvonakirawo hurumende yeZimbabwe yeSouth Africa ndoreva kuti inenge yagonawo kubata mari zvakanaka kuvanhu ivava vari kushanda nesimba muSouth Africa.
Tinotenda vaMavhinga. Of course, Mr. Mavhinga is raising an interesting point there. He's also saying that, you know, the problem with most workers in South Africa, Zimbabweans, that is, they are not documented, and as a result, it is difficult for them to pay various taxes to the government. So he's saying that if they are documented, that would be better. Tine muteereri wedu kutanga, Baba Stole, vari ku South Africa. Makadi, Baba Stole. Aiwa tinofara. Titaurisei mbichana, Baba Stole, foni yenyu inenge yaenda kure, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Oh, ndati tinofara kana muchifarawo mugoma.
Aiwa isu tiri nani zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro.
Ya nyaya yemapenipeni ari kuzvishungudza zvikuru mugoma South Africa. Kutaura kuno mapurisa akatotanga muSouth Africa kutanga kuti nedza nyaya yemapenipeni. Right. Dai pava paitwa pulani yekuti tiwanirwo mapepa like sazvataurwa nevamwe vabva kutaura zvadiitwa seyakapfuusana na President Mandela yakapfuura ere. Zvanga zviri zvinhu zvakanaka nekuti tichinga tichishanda vamwe matambudziko tosangana navo kunoku ndeyekuti like inini myself ndakapinda kunoku ndakapinda muna 2003 then matambudziko ndakasangana naro ndakapfuusana kusenesa imwe madhokumendi zvisina basa zvakaita zvinyaya yekutambura sezvounoa kumusha uchida kuti unoshandisa mhomhe yako iwewo uchida mapepa basa ndandiasenda mukafana akati kuti nditobatikawo dzimwe mari dzakawanda basi pakupedzisira asati ndakazowana asi dai tava tine pfungwa yekuti kana paite pulani tiwanewo mapepa ane kodzero chanashandidzana system yekuzimbabwe nesystem yekuno kusouth africa tibatsa kushanda takazununguka ndo maona ndinoita mugoma.
Saka mukabatwa nemapurisa munoitwa sei? Munobhadhariswa chioko muhomwe ye munodzoserwa kuZimbabwe?
Bureki zviri kaviri. Mukasangana navo pane vanotoita basa iro mapurisa kuti tino pangoedza makuseni vanopinda malocation nemunzira vanongotarisa chese tasa kuti uyu anofanira kuva ari mubvakure. Ritori basa ravanoita kuti vanokoisa mbe zvakati kaviri pazuva basa iwe zvisikaende kustate yeSouth Africa. Rudi zvaipapo. Rudi vane?
Tirikukunzwai.
Ehe. Saka zviri nani kuti dai pazanura nzira yekuti ivo vanotitungamira ava maminista, minista Chiombo naminista Gigaba, patorwe kusiwa mapepa anobvumidza kushanda zviri pamupepa. Sezvo zvakafanira kuenda kumba kwacho, hapana chaunoita. Kugara kunoku hakusi kuda kuti tigare kunoku, tinoda kushandire mhuri, tine vana, tine mhuri, tinoda kurarama sevamwe vanhu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Baba Stole nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda mukuru.
Of course Baba Stole is in South Africa. He's saying he went there in 2003 and he said you know in most high density suburbs of South Africa there is a crackdown that is going on. Police officers are stopping people they suspect to be Zimbabwe. Sometimes they pay bribes, sometimes they are deported if you cannot pay the bribes. But he's saying that, you know, it's not that he wants to be in South Africa, but the economic situation in Zimbabwe is not that good. And this is why he crossed the border, Gibbs.
Let's turn to Mr. Halimane. Mr. Halimane, how do you assist some of these people that are in South Africa illegally? We know that, you know, they are suffering and, you know, at the end of the day, you've got that kind of, you know, thing that you have to give to the people and, What do you do, really, for those people?
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult when it comes to assisting these people to be in South Africa, I mean, legally. During the time when the government of South Africa rolled DZP, we tried our level best as individuals and as organizations and even as churches to encourage our people to go and apply for passport.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we did have a passport, a temporary passport office at Edenby. Many people who did not have, who did have passport, did not have passport, went there and applied, and they got their passport and got their permit at the end of the day. Some got their passport and missed the deadline for the permit.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, they missed the permit totally, and they did not have the permit. But the government of South Africa has been lenient enough during the DZP, and even during the ZST, I can safely say they have been lenient enough because the deportations and the arrests are no longer as compared to 2007 going backward.
Mm-hmm.
As organizations, we continue to engage the Ministry of Home Affairs through various stakeholders to negotiate the extension of the ZSP, as we did when we changed from ZSP to ZSP. We are hopeful, we remain hopeful that Minister Kitaba will think otherwise and come once again with another program. It will not be ZSP, because these guys, they do not want our people to remain here for a consecutive five-year period.
Mm-hmm.
But if that happens, they will qualify for permanent residence. They are trying their level best to make sure that these people do not qualify for permanent residence. They are cutting the years to be below five each and every time they bring a program. We are very, very much hopeful that Minister Kitaba will rethink and allow our people to remain in South Africa legally and allow the opportunity of those who don't have documents to get documents in the next phase.
So, dzoka kwa muri vamavhinga muchiri peri parunare vamavhinga
home ndiri pamukundwa here allo
aiwa tiri kukunzwa hai tiri kuona kuti tombo tikaendawo kuna na Botswana huko vana vezimbabwe vanenge vari kuti vari kutyorerwa kodzero dzavo kune vamwe vaviri vakati opfurwa munoona sei zviri kuitika Botswana huko
zvinhu zvinorwadza asi zvino mucherechedzo munongedzo wezvakawanda zviri kuitika kuvana veZimbabwe munana Botswana South Africa zvisingazivikanwe nevatapi venhau zvekushungurudzwa nekusorwa kodzero zvinobva pakuti vanenge vachionekwa sekuti vanhu vatyora mutemo saka vanhu vanofanira kunge vachisungwa vachishungurudzwa zvisiri izvo nekuti tinongova ari vavakidzani iye miganhu yenyika iyi miganhu yakaitwa nevapambe pfumi haisi miganhu inganzi ingabva yaita kuti tishungurudzwe zvakadaro zvakarewo dambudziko ratiinaro nderekuti nyika dzakaita sana Botswana nesouth africa vanoona sekuti hurumende yezimbabwe iri kuzviitisa saka vanenge vaakupedzera shungu pavana vezimbabwe vari kunyika izvodzo vachivarova vachivatidzokerai kunyika kwenyu kana muchida endai munobvisa mugabe wacho itai zvakadii vasingazive kuti nesuwo tinenge ichida kuti titsvage cheuviri sevana vezimbabwe tiri kushungurudzwawo ukuwo hurumende yedu haina zvairi kuita kuti igadzirise zviri kunoita munyika igadzirise zveupfumi kuti vana vezimbabwe vagonewo kugara zvakanaka mukati menyika yavo vasina chinovasunda kuti vaende kune dzimwe nyika kunoti vashave-shave kumarimuka kwavari kutambudzika
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinga Gibbs I think tine mumwe muteereri rega tingotora tisatadzoka kwauri madzibaba Andrew vanonge vanotyaira ivo marori aya makadi madzibaba Andrew
zviripo makadiwo baba
munorova marori Bite Bridge Harare
norova marori South Africa DRC.
South Africa DRC. Kuri sei kuDRC mazuvano?
Kuri raiti tinogara tichienda kumazuva ese hakwakanaka. Kwambe kunomboitika hako noise hapo nepapo but hakwakanaka mazuvano.
Madzibaba Andrew nhasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yekushanda munyika dzakapoteredza dzakaita sana South Africa nekuwana mapepa ekuti vanhu vange vachishanda zvakanaka. Muri kuonawo sei nyaya?
Maonero angu ndeyekuti tikasatedza mutemo handifungo kuti pane kwatinosvika Iwo vakuru vemutemo acho kana maminista acho anoita nezvemahome affairs havanga regerere kabasa ravo richipera nekungobvumidza vanhu kuti vapinde vasina mapemiti vasenza vasina mapemiti anotyira basa rake kupera tikangotevedza mitemo nofunga zvinhu zvese zvakanaka uyezve futi tinoona kuti mazimbabwens hatiri mahard workers saka ndo pamwe panoita kuti vanhu vave vodzoka kumashure mbichana kuti avanhu ava tovadzosera here kumusha ikonomi yavo kuti inobva yafa futi zvakare tikavaendesa kumusha ndo maonero angu ini
ko ikoku DRC uko munobatwa sei mukati tinobva kuzimbabwe
vachiine kaya kekuti takambobatsirwa nezimbabwe saka tiri nani pane vamwe vese vedzimwe nyika
saka zvinenge zvichifamba zvazvo
ya zvinenge zvichifamba
ko pakupfuura nemusouth africa
kupfuura nemusouth africa apa ini zvangu ndinodhiraivha tiraki yekuzimbabwe saka handina dambudziko
hamuna dambudziko
handitombodi handishandise pemiti saka ndinenge ndiri patransiti saka handina dambudziko
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru madzibaba Andrew
tatenda nenyuwo
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs that was there madzibaba Andrew is a truck driver and he plies I think the Harare DRC route and he's saying that you know in DRC at least you know they are treated well. Remember Zimbabwe once helped the DRC in their civil war. The government of President Robert Mugabe assisting the late Laurent Kabila. So he's saying they've not forgotten, but he's also saying that he understands the concerns of the South African government that, you know, the minister is guided by the country's laws. And as a result, you know, things have to be done in an orderly fashion and legally. Yeah, Gibbs.
Yes, we are going to find this. Halimana, look at what Baba Halimana is doing. Yes. Yes, we are Baba Halimana lapha. Siyabona ukuthi umuntu ongelama phepha uthwala nzima sibile sitaratini la. Kulokudiza konoko kuzokuthiwa bayadizwa imali enje kuvele kuhamba njani nxa ungasichasisela sibili ujule baba ukuthi hayi mbona zani kunje.
Ya masesibuya edabeni lokudiza ilizwe le-South Africa ilizwe nje elilakho lokho enhlangothini kunhlaka zikahulumente eziningi or mhlawumbe ngithi zonke kuyatholakala bese kutholakala-ke kakhulu-ke emaphoyiseni ngoba-ke wona esuke athola ithuba lokuthi adila labantu insuku ngensuku and abantu abadila nabo kakhulu ngabokuza kuleli lizwe and bengenawo amaphipha afanele abavumeza ukuba lapha kusuka futhi kube lula ekuthini umuntu mayike esebothiwe esitaradeni engelawo amaphepha asize ngendlela engibona ngayo mina ngithi ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoba nzima ukuthi ukudiza kuphele kuleli as long abantu bengelawo amaphepha bengalali ulungelo lokuba kuleli lizwe bazoqhubeka besiza ngoba sikhona isidingo kubo ukuthi babe lapha abantwana ekhaya balambile nabo balandile imisebenzi ayikho ekhaya basadingela abantwana ukudla i-school fees lezinto ezinjalo bayazifuna so mina ngithi kuzoba nzima singakho sizame lokhu nakusiyana kodwa-ke kuzoba nzima ukuthi kuphele ngoba abantu abadizayo ngabantu badiziswa yisimo ababhekane naso angeke akhone ukuthi ayelala laphayana avuke ngayo emsebenzini uzophelela futhi lang umsebenzi
siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke ubambe baba Halimana ungayikhatshana what Mr. Halimana was saying is that you know these bribes are very common and police normally target people without papers and you know, it's a vicious cycle, according to him. It always happens because people don't have the papers, and if they fear that if they are deported, their kids or families will suffer, you know. So they end up paying, so there's nothing you can do. And he says it's very difficult to eliminate it in South Africa. He says it's very common to have some people paying bribes to other, you know, officials in government in different departments. So he says, oh, this is a very big cancer right down there.
Yebo mfowethu.
Ye kunjani khona ngapho ke usegoli?
Yebo ngisegoli mfowethu.
Ukuphi wangikhona egoli khona?
Ngushiti ngiseta untuzana ze Hillbro.
Oh, kunjani Hillbro kona?
Ayi konje kuhlupheka nje kuphela ish.
Ye, akusitshele phela abantu abanengi kona phe Hillbro kuthiwa abala maphepha. So baphila njani kona?
Ya abantu abanengi abana maphepha mfowethu, hey kuphila kwakhona kunzima vele. Kunzima kakhulu. Kodwa ke into ekhona ikuthi manje sokwatshintsha vele kunamapolisa la kuthiwa amavolontiya nje abahlala every day bebuza abantu amaphepha uyabona. So into ekhona yiloku nje ukuthi lawo ungaba lokuyi 20 rand okuyi 30 rand epoketini uyakwazi ukuthi babambise, kodwa ungaba nebhadi lawe kwesinye isikhathi bakufaka ugumbakumba uyagcina lawo usuyelindele ucinza udipoti uyabona.
So vele kuphila abantu begijimisana kuphela.
Ya ayikona ukuphila kwakhona akukho mnandi nje.
So ke
as long as ungenawo amaphepha uyabona.
Amfuna ukuba very personal but wena unganume njani? Wena ungconywana mbijani?
Emaphepheni. Ey, alami kunzima mfowethu, lami amfuna ukuqamba amango uyabona, lami emaphepheni kunzima. I-passport yami ina permit uyabona, ngayithola muva ama permit is a value uyabo, so vele. Umuntu lami ofile okomvundla yabo.
Yes, so manje nxa ungena maphepha uyabo utshona ubhodabhoda khonapho ungabona amapolisa asubaleka kumbe ubanike okuncane okukhona.
Ye bona bakhona vele abavele behlupha kakhulu yilaba amavolontiya la amapolisa nje makahamba ngeven sometimes abahlupha. Manje mina alo msebenzi engiwenza yilo ukuthi la mangu-uniform is not easy ukuthi bembambe uyabona, ngisebenzi security so ama security abakuhluphi la into ensizayo nje kancane. Isikhathi esiningi uyabona, so ma ngingafaka i-uniform ye-security andithanda ukuvakavakasha yabo.
Oye, so nxa sukhangele khonapho-ke mnumzana Nkosi, ubone ngazani abantu beZimbabwe abangala maphepha baningi okunganani?
Hayi mbona baningi kakhulu okudlula abala maphepha uyabona. Baningi kakhulu abantu abayena maphepha ngoba abanye babenakho uyabona, uthola ukuthi umuntu wayene-passport kanjani kwalahleka wahle wayeka vele wahle wahlala uyabona, ngoba kuvele kuyinto ejwayelekile ukuthi umuntu ahlale engenawo maphepha yabo.
Ye, siyakhumbula i-South Africa yacela abantu ukuthi babuye baze khona ngale for iZimbabwe special permits. Kodwa abantu abaningi abahambanga, kutsho ukuthi babe sesaba yini ukuthi abala maphepha kumbe ukuhamba njani?
Ya angiyabona ukuthi ma ngawohamba useyakwenza i-permit kwakufanele ube nento eyakho yaseZimbabwe ekufakazayo vele ukuthi ungubani. Manje uthola ukuthi umuntu vele ngasuka ngedabu lapho ngachiya isithupha ekhaya ngachiyilo kuzani akukho vele, omunye vele lekhaya wayevele ngelakho kwakumlahlekele vele esesekhaya. So maye lana kunzima ukuthi khona engasuka lana mhlawumbe ichiye kungumsebenzinyana lokhu akuthole akuyele eZimbabwe aye apply isithupha enzeni ukuze a-apply i-permit, umuntu avele ayeke vele yabona ethi life ezilonga impilo iqhubeke yabo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu. So-ke ungacelani kuhulumende we-South Africa njengoba-ke umalusi Gigabe sithe ngxenye bangabona bangakwenza, kodwa-ke wena isicelo sakho ngesokuthini?
Eyi mina bengifisa ukuthi ngathi bangaphinde ukuthi next year ngo-2017 banikeze abantu amaphemithi futhi baqale phansi ngoba vele ngoba ilizwe lakithi simo nje kwakulokhu kunjalo komile phela vele kunzima.
Hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana Ndlovu, sibongele kakhulu baba.
Hayi ulungile mfowethu.
Yes, spoken according. So that was Mr. Nkosi Ndlovu. He says he doesn't have papers. He's living in South Africa. And he says, you know, the people that are giving them a torrid time are called volunteers. He says these people are a menace. You know, they demand money left, right, and center. In most cases, you have to give them about 20 rand.
Wow.
And if you don't have that 20 rand, they normally give you a very hard time. So, and he says, you know, at the end of the day, indications are that there are many people more than those that have got papers that are just roaming the streets of Joburg, and you know, whenever they see a police person or maybe a policeman, they just have to run away, nothing else. And he says, you know, last time when the South African government invited people to get the permits, you know why the people didn't go there? He says because they don't have IDs. Some of them went to South Africa through Double Up. You know Double Up? You have to cross the fence, you know, man.
Yeah, that's tough.
Very tough, man.
Let's go back to Mr. Mavinga before we take our next caller. Mr. Mavinga, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, there was also talk that the SADC leaders might introduce a SADC visa. Will this help, or it will end up being like the Brexit?
Well, it might help greatly because, look,
at the end of the day, in terms of the movement of people across the region,
Mr. Mavinga, we are losing
yes,
you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, you can go ahead.
Yes, I'm saying it would help, especially because it then regularizes, you know, the movement of labor. And in the long term, all the countries would benefit. But what is important is to ensure that there is no one region within SADC that has got economic development when all others are falling down. So it's important for countries like Zimbabwe also to develop. Otherwise, that new disposition would collapse because of pressure from Zimbabweans fleeing, you know, economic misrule and mismanagement by the Mugabe regime.
Mm-hmm. A very good point there, Mr. Mm-hmm. Mavinga, that as long as Zimbabwe remains the sick man of the region, it's going to be problematic to try and integrate it mm-hmm. with other countries. Rega itende kuna vamusikavanhu vari ku South Africa. Zvakare, makadi vamusikavanhu? Vamusikavanhu, makadi?
Tinofara hedu, makadi?
Aiwa, tiripo nyaya iri mudare romainzwa yemapepa iyi. Zvakamira sei? Muri kuona sei?
Tiri kuona zviri zvinhu zvinotibatsira chaizvo kana vakakwanisa kuti vatirenyuire mapepa. Chikonzero ndechekuti nzira dzinotogwana vanhu kana vachibva kuZimbabwe vachiva kuno kana vasina mapepa. Vamwe vanowanzo kuperera munzira, vanorumwa nengwena murwizi maLimpopo. Vamwe vanoperera mumarenji vasina kusvika kwavanoenda. Famba kwacho murodhi vanenge vachitiyano kuti vazhinji vacho vanenge vachita kusungwa nokuti havana mapepa. Ichitu kana vanhu vachinge vari kunoku, kana munhu aine mapepa kuti apinde basa zviri simbu. Pane munhu anenge asina mapepa because havadi munhu unenge asina mapepa pamabasa pavo. Saka ndezvimwe zvinogona kupa advantage kuvarongo vanenge vachiemploya kuziva kuti munhu ane bepa here, mafingerprints yako anenge ari clear. Saka havana chavanenge vachityira pakupinza munhu wakadaro basa.
Saka imani nguva yakawanda zvakadii muri South Africa?
Ndakatanga kuuya kuno 2006. Paris mchinguwa kuno ku South Africa ya.
Mapepa muna wenyu?
Ya, vakatipa mapepa. Tinotonzwa kufara chaizvo kutoti kana vakatoma renewa zvinhu zvinototisunungura zve. Kuitira kuti tiwane mukana wokuenda kumusha nokudzoka nokuti maputsikira ari kuita misha nokuda kwekushaikwa kwamapepa kufamba kuvambuka kuenda kumusha nokudzoka, especially kana mvura ichinge yanaya. Towadziwa naDisemba seizvi. Vazhinji vanowanzo kurovera kuno kuzvinokonzera kuti misha yako iwe inyaya yekushaiwa mapepa okufambisa iyo iyi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamusikavanhu. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, zvinokudzwa.
Tinotenda. Of course, Gibbs, you heard from our caller there, Mr. Msikavan. I think this is an issue that Mr. Alimana might want to address. But he's saying that during the rain season, it's especially difficult for Zimbabweans who cross the border illegally into South Africa because the Limpopo is infested with crocodiles and many people perish along the way. But he's also raising another important point that, you know, families being strained because the father will be in South Africa working without papers and afraid to go home. So he says at the end of the day, that is really, really affecting family life.
So let's get to Pastor Bongani Halimana. So here is the issue, you know, that Mr. Msikabani was raising here. He's saying that, you know, families are suffering back home because of this papers issue. So how many people do you handle, you know, in terms of, your church that actually complain that most probably their families are just crumbling because of some of these things?
Yeah, that one is a valid point that Mr. Mustabanu is raising. And those are the social ills that comes with the deteriorating economic conditions back home when families get separated, the father comes to Western South Africa without proper documentation, it becomes very difficult for the father to go home and see his family. At the end of the day, a divorce or care or a permanent separation takes place. You then discover that it's not a single family. Right across our churches, we discover that we have such cases that are prevalent. whereby either the master comes out to work in South Africa at the end of the day, immorality or adultery takes its toll on the mother or the father, then a divorce takes place. At the end of the day, the children will suffer, things like that. The marriage gets destroyed. Many cases like that are prevalent right across society, in our churches and right outside our churches.
Yeah, ngicela ukufaka ngesinto sibili khonokho ke akukubeke ebandla khonokho ukuthi ukhuluma ngesikhiwa ukuchaye nje briefly ngesindebele. Qhubeka baba.
Yebo ke ngithi mina ngokwesukana kwemndeni uthola ukuthi ubaba kumbe umama uzosebenza eSouth Africa omunye esele eZimbabwe. Uzothola ukuthi kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi lo oseSouth Africa ahambe ayebona imuli yaseZimbabwe okwesikhathi eside elokhu esisebenzi sakasida lapha. Kugcine sekusuka khona ukungaziphathi kahle, umama egcine ekoma or ubaba egcine eswele ekhonjwa, esiba namagebhu neSouth Africa, umuzi yadilika, abantwana basika ukuhlukumezeka kakhulu, imali ayisayi ekhaya, abantwana bayalamba, izinto ezinjalo abasayi lasesikolweni. Lokhu sikuthola asikutholi nje kuphela emasontweni, kukhona emachurchi ngoba thina sinabantu emabandleni, sinabantu abaningi. Siyakuthola emabandleni, amabandleni athiyeneyo langaphandle kusosayethi siyakuthola kwizinto okunjalo. Imindeni ichithekile ngendaba yokuthi abantu abalangaphethe egoli abakwazi ukuhamba ekhaya isikhathi ngesikhathi ma kudingeka. Siya kumakhisimusi kunje, abanye obaba abanye omama abasobe babekwazi kuye emakhaya. Isizathu kuyukuthi abala maphepha ngesikhathi sekudikwa ngoJanuwari. Kuyabothwa kakhulu lapha ebhoda, kuyabothwa kakhulu ezindleleni. So abantu ba-opthele ukungayi ekhaya, sola ukuthi ngihlala iminyaka eminingi engakwazi kuye ekhaya.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke mfundisi bamba khonapho ngayikhatshana.
Rekai tiende kune mumwe mutereri wedu va mukoma Bob, imba yango makadi.
Makadiwo imi.
Aiwa, tiri nani, muri kupi ku South Africa?
Inini ndiri kuMpumalanga, asi ndinotenderera zvangu neSouth Africa yese.
Mune mudriver here kana kuti?
Mai.
Ndati mune muchityaira here motokari?
Tiri kumatraki wayo anongotenderera zvavo muSouth Africa mese.
Aiwa, zvinofadza. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu mukoma Bob panyaya yemapepa.
Nhasi ndiri kunyemwerera mofunge. Zvinoita kuti ndinyemwerere, regai nditange ndatenda vamwe vanozvipira kuti vamiririre vanhu vakafananawo nesu kuti tirambewo takagara zvakanaka, nokuti sapoti yandiri kuda kutaura yavanotipa yakakosha zvisingamboiti. Ndochitsigirawo zvachitaurwa navamwe vabereki kuti kana vabereki vakashanda vasina mapepa kazhinji zvinoafekta mhuri. Ichocho ichokwadi. Inini for example pandakaitawo mapemit unenge wakukwanisa kuisawo mudzimai wako under permit yako iwewe, zvokuti mudzimai anenge achifamba akasununguka kuuya kuzokuona kana kudzokera kumba kunoona vana nokugadzirisawo zvinenge zvichida kugadziriswa. Saka nauye mapepa tinoda kuitenda zvisingamboiti, nevanotimirira ngavarege kuora mwoyo, asi ngavarambe vachidaro navose vari responsible yokuti tiwanewo tigare kugara kwakanaka. Tinorwadza vanogara kunoitwa kubhutwana kwokumhanyiswa kwokuita sei kunotirwadza. Saka techikurudzirawo kuti dei zvazvaramba zvakadaro kuti tikawanawo mamapepa futi zvakare panopera gore rinouya iro zvinotirerukirawo.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bob.
Ndinonyanya kutenda imi, ndinokutendai chaizvo nebasa ramunobata rakakura kwazvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, munobva matipasa manyemwe.
Aiwa, murambe makadaro varanda vamwari.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bob.
Imwe point yandanda kuda kureza ndeyekuti nesuwo hatisingoita basa rokusenza chete, asiwo tiri kurungawo South Africa. Kune vafundisi vakawanda vamunonzwa vanobuda vari kumirira, hatingoparidziri maZimbabweans ega, tinoparidzira nevemuno vakawanda vakuziva Mwari chaiye nokuda kwekuburikidza nekuvapo kwedu. Saka tiri kuti tikuita basa rakangofanana neramapurisa, nokuti vakawanda vanozosiyawo mabasa akaipa votangawo kunamata Mwari, then nyika yonaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu.
Ndirokutendai chazvo murambe makadaro varanda vamwari.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Manzwa
Gibbs, that was Bob Mbayago there in South Africa, also a truck driver. He's saying that he's pleased to learn that the South Africans are considering extending their working permits, but he's also saying that many people are divorcing as a result of you know, the problems of acquiring papers to work in South Africa and the ability of their spouses to travel to South Africa. He is concerned about the families staying together. But he is grateful that at least there are also some groups like the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum and others that are pushing the South African government to extend their work permits, Gibbs.
So now, hey, let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, if somebody wants to get these Zimbabwe special permits, in terms of legal processes, where does that person go, you know? What does he do?
Well, the Home Affairs Department has been really upgrading technologically. So now the processes will be done online, and there is a company, VSF, that was contracted to handle all permit applications. But for this particular extension, we will have to wait to hear from the Minister of Home Affairs, first the approval, and secondly the procedure, because they might give a special procedure because it's a specialized mechanism. Otherwise, here when you're now applying for a permit, you have to do it through a designated agent, which is VSF, in a particular town, say Pretoria, Johannesburg, Cape Town, or
Durban. Yes, can you hold the line there, Mr. Mavinga? So, sile mlalela pake blessing Audrey. Audrey Moyo, ukonekwa ngani?
Mkhona.
Yeah, kunjani Audrey?
Hello.
Yeah, kunjani Moyo?
Uyaphila.
Yeah, akusitsheleke Moyo ukuthi wena uzokuthwani ngamaphepha ona lawo ezibaphe special permits. Abantu abahlala khona ngale eGoli.
Mina mbona ngani uhulumende weSouth Africa kumele aqhubeke ebanika. Angaphongumiswa nje ngoba singakhangela ukuthi abantu abaningi vele sebephila ngeSouth Africa apha kula msebenzi akuthi xa bengaba abathe bafundile abathila ngaphendisi. Sikhangele udubo olukhulu ebantwini bakide ngaphezulu.
So ke uya kubabona abanye abalamaphepha lawa bakutshela besithini xa uya kubabona?
Ya, ngiyake mbabone, ngiyake mvakatshele khona ngale futhi hlale labo bakuthokozelela sibili bathi xa bengantshwa vele impilo zabo ziyabe sezifile.
So ke abanye bayenelisa yini ukuthi babuye eZimbabwe khonapho ikeke lixoxe kuzokuthi ke wena uye khona ngale njengoba sitsho lifike lixoxe. Kodwa ke bathini ngempilo yabo sibili ukuthi kuyabe kulungiswa kuze kuthiweni ngakhonokho?
Ya, khona lapho khona babekhangele khulokho ngoba xa bengaphili ngale kuba nzima, kodwa lakho batsho ukuthi impilo ukuthi baphelele khona ngale akurayithanga ngoba ngapha akula nto abazayenza. Kunzima lakho bangabuye ekhaya kunzima ngendaba zombuso wakithi lo nawo into ezibakhathazayo konke.
Ye, kodwa nxa usutsha wena umbono wakho sibili nxa ungasibekela egcekeni sibili ukuthi wena ubona ngani khonokho kwama-special permits kunceda njani imuli khona ngapha ekhaya? Abantu abakhona ngale Goli abalama-permits bayabisa yini ukudla khonapho Moyo khona ngokubona kwakho?
Akakhulu baletha kakhulu. Njengoba ngikhuluma sithi mina ngiyake mbavakatshele bake banginxuse kwesisikhathi lami lapha ngise kuphumuleni ngifike khona ngale bangcede ngibambabambe khona ngale lapha ababesebenza kwangabakhala abaningi vele basebenza kakhulu khona ngale abalamaphemithi. So kuyimpilo enkulu ngoba siyaphila lathi siyathola ukudla.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Emoyo, sibongele kakhulu. Ungabuka ngikhona khonapho
nasegwanda, so
lihlale limbamba lami lingankohla. Ye, egwanda ngaphuka khona etawuni kumbe egwanda reserve?
Aye kwande ma reserve emanama.
Oh ye emanama nyakubona khona ngapho. Eh ungkolela amaqimbi phela ungakhohlwa.
Aye zavola.
Ye. Emoyo baba nyaboka kakhulu moyo.
Siyabonga baba.
Ye, so that was Mr. Aubrey Moyo in Manama. You know Manama is south of Gwanda.
Mm-hmm.
So you are saying that the South African government should actually continue to give these people these papers. Because he says, you know, that's the only lifeline that Zimbabweans are having. So he says, without that kind of, you know, lifeline, many lives are going to be doomed if the permits are not renewed. Mm-hmm. So he's really urging the South African government to actually renew these papers.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, are you on the line? Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, I'm here. Blessing, can you hear me?
Yeah, but we have also seen that you know, the presence of Zimbabweans there has also caused tensions with locals. I remember in the past years those xenophobic attacks. Is this not likely to also continue to cause problems, friction between Zimbabweans and South Africans, for example, if the economy, South Africa's economy, does not perform well?
Yeah, you're quite right that there has been, you know, cases of xenophobia targeting Zimbabweans and other African nationals. But regularizing, you know, the stay of Zimbabweans, giving them legal documents, is one way of addressing this problem. Because there has been a wrong perception that the majority of Zimbabweans who come to Africa are illegal, are illegally here, working without documentation and criminals. So to give them documentation is to address part of the perception and to begin to integrate them properly in the South African community and society. So this is actually an important move to address xenophobia. But also, South Africa needs to educate its people about the realities, because if you look at the facts, they are not supported by the reasons why xenophobia has been committed, because less than even 2% of the jobs are taken up by Zimbabweans in South Africa. And in terms of crime rates, really, the those that commit, it's an insignificant number. But the challenge has been that the media here has a tendency to highlight the nationality of a person accused of a crime if that person is not South African. So that then gives the perception that perhaps foreigners are at the forefront of committing crime. So this is a welcome move of giving permits to Zimbabweans so that you address some of the misconceptions about Zimbabwean immigrants in South Africa.
Thank you so much. Maybe let's go to Mr. Halimana Gibbs before we take our next caller.
Yes, we Baba Halimana. So nxa sisikhangela ke ngodaba lwe-xenophobia ukuthi nxa ukuthi ke uhulumende we-South Africa engathi sefuna ukuthi amaphepha lawa aphinde abe khona futhi akusuze kuhluphe khonoku nxa sikhangele khonokuthi nxa izalwane ze-South Africa zingathi abantu laba sebeyasihlupha njalo nje emsebenzini lapho.
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi ukunikezwa kwamaphepha ebantwini kwizizalwane zaseZimbabwe kuzoyenza ukuthi i-government ye-South Africa ibekwazi ukuthi inabantu abangazi ababuya eZimbabwe njalo ngobani. Kuyasiza futhi ekuthini abantu beZimbabwe siyavuma, nama-South Africans ayavuma, siyakwazi ukuthi ngabantu abahlakanisileyo, ngabantu abakhutheleyo. Ubuningi babo bayazisebenza, abanye bayehluleka ukuzisebenza, ukuzidalela bona imisebenzi la e-South Africa ngoba bengenawo lawo ma-permit. Bangaba nawo la ma-permit kusho ukuthi bazozidalela imisebenzi babuye bawachathe nawo la ma-South African bakwazi ukusebenzisana ndawonye. Kanti-ke sekubuya kudaba lwenkosikazi lwe-crime, umuntu ma ele document angenzi crime, ku-easy ukumfuna through ama-fingerprints, aboshele umuntu afikele icala lakhe. Kulokuthi kungavazwa umuntu oyi-one okuthiwa ngoweZimbabwe, sekuthiwa amaZimbabweni wonke anje, or amaZimbabweni wonke izigebengu, or ngamasela, or yilokhu, or yilokhu. Ngendaba yokuthi yakuba nje abantu abangela ama-document. Kwesinye isikhathi esikhathini esiningi mina ngasuke ngicabanga ukuthi ngoba abantu bakithi abala ama-document, ongabothwa lo muntu ongela document yo Mozambique uthiwe ngowase Zimbabwe ngoba sekune crime njengoba uMazinga eshona.
Yes, I was akhulu. So according to Mr. Alimana, he says, you know, if these Zimbabweans are granted another chance to have the kind of papers, chances are high that they can actually create jobs in that country and offer some jobs to South Africans. And he says, you know, there's this notion that Zimbabweans are criminals. He says, no, they're not criminals. Of course, there are some people who are criminals, but, you know, not every Zimbabwean who's in South Africa is a criminal. So he says, you know, there is need for that accountability on the South African government to say, you know, register these people and come out with a figure of the number of Zimbabweans that live in that country. He says that's very crucial.
Indeed. Regaiti yende kuna mkoma Love More, James. Magadi mkoma Love More.
Ndiripo makasi mbele mkoma.
Aiwa, tiripo. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Okay, ini ntukutio, ndakutana kutenda ene chirongwa chakanaka izvi.
Aiwa, tinotenda
zvikuru. Zvaitwa South African government is it's a good gesture on our brothers and sisters of South Africa, because in Zimbabwe isozvi. Asendiri kuti nini iyo hama dzedu dzingadzito kuna 2018 ngavauye papa vanowana mukana wekuti vauye kuno kana vane madocuments ava vouyawo registerwo kuzovhota muna 2018. Zvinotibatsirawo tese kuti tibude munhamo dzatiri kutangana nadzo idzi.
Saka muri kuti munhu wese kupolling booth
ndizvozvi kana andi vakapiwa mukana nema extension avapiwa iyo aiona kuya muZimbabwe nguva inoima yefestive season. Saka zvinovabatsira kuti vauya vangoregistrawo kuti vagare vari mumavoters row kuitira kuti nguva yekuvhota yakwana vazoya vachivhota.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Love More James.
Maita
tinotenda zvikuru. Let's go to vamachaya. Vamachaya makadi. Vamachaya.
Halo, makadi zvenyu.
Aiwa, tiri nani mamuchinzwikira kure, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Panyaya mapepa ikai. Iko kupira hurumbete South Africa dei atoita kupazimbabwe. One, because kana kuvakasvika vakatira uchiti vakati vakuota zvekuzimbabwe. Tinoita basa. Kaya chaizaya hakuna mabasa, hakuna chii ezvidi zvakakupira kuipa. Saka wata age wo ndinekuda yakuti vaurokuta kuti vakutia mapepa ako kotia urikudinyura mapepi kuwaya.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamachaya, ngoti foni yenyu iri kumbokatakata haisi kunzwika zvakanaka.
Alright, baby, dai network yacho.
Ndofunga network asi tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Machaya, the Gibbs says the South African government must be lenient and allow Zimbabwe to work because the situation back home is not that good. And then we had Mr. Musikavan who said that it's fair and fine for South Africa to keep on extending these working permits, but Zimbabweans who are in South Africa must come back home and vote. That way, they can change things.
Mr. Mavinga, your last word, 22 seconds.
Thank you, South Africa, for considering this. Minister Mgigaba, we will be approaching him with concrete plans around ensuring that Zimbabweans are regularly in South Africa and contributing to the economy of South Africa and also to their families and livelihoods back in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Baba Kahalimane, some few seconds. Valele Suzulu.
Nithi mina iminista uGigaba kuyinto enhle ukuthi anikeze abantu bonke baseZimbabwe amapermit bakwazi ukusebenza lezimuli zabo, bakwazi futhi ukwakha lomkhonomi weSouth Africa nomkhonomi weSadic. Ngiyabonga baba.
Yes, siyabonga.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. We want to take this opportunity to thank human rights lawyer Mr. Dewa Mavinga and also Minister of Religion Mr. Bonghani Alimana. We want to thank our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.